If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. As we come to you today on Worth Baptist Hour, you are now aware, perhaps, of the great tragedy that has struck the city of Fort Worth and Worth Baptist congregation in the senseless murder and robbery of our church treasurer, Brother Thurman McCauley. Brother McCauley was shot to death while performing his duty as the treasurer of the church last Sunday night as he attempted to make a night deposit at a local bank. The prayers of the city, as well as the prayers of our church and the prayers of many people across the United States, have gone up and are now going up for the family of Brother McCauley. I would ask you today to join the hundreds of others in prayer for the McCauley family. In our Sunday morning worship service today, we will have a brief memorial for Brother McCauley. You be in prayer, if you will, for this family and for our church. And speaking of prayer, as we go through the summer season, we're encouraging people all over the Metroplex to join in prayer for a tremendous revival during these days of the summer. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday, we were off to a wonderful start with a record June Sunday school attendance and with the blessings of God upon us throughout the services of the day. As we continue on through the summer, be in prayer that God will send a revival to America. Surely there has never been a time that America needed to turn to God like America needs to turn to God today. Surely we in our city need to turn to God. As Christians, I'm calling on you to join with us in prayer that a tremendous revival spirit would be in America, be in Fort Worth, be in our churches. So pray for revival during the days of the summer. Remember, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to come today and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street here in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook in the Sunday school is the Bible. You will study from God's Word every Lord's Day in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. Our morning worship service is at 11, and our evening worship service is at 7. In the Sunday evening worship services, we are in a series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. My message tonight will be entitled The New Jerusalem, based on the Revelation chapter 21. All of these messages in this series, 1975 in Prophecy, are being placed on cassette tapes. Perhaps you would like to have a set of these tapes of the book of the Revelation or Prophecy in 1975. If you would like to have a set of these cassette tapes containing some 22 to 24 messages, we would be happy to send them to you if you will send us your check or your money order for the small amount of $19.95. All of these messages, perhaps 24 of them, by the time we're finished, can be yours for that small amount. Send your check or your money order to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Just ask for the set of tapes on the Revelation or 1975 in Prophecy, and we'll send these to you postage paid. That's Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled The Old Time Religion. I shall read from the book of Ephesians chapter 2. But before I read the scripture, I want you to join with me in a moment of prayer. And I ask you again to be much in prayer for the McCauley family the family of our treasurer, Brother Thurman McCauley, who was killed in the line of duty last Sunday night. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee today because we know that Thou hast invited us to bring our problems, our sorrows, our losses, our requests unto Thee. And so we come today especially in behalf of the McCauley family, and we pray that this great city of ours might be turned toward Thee, and that men all over the city would realize that Thou art speaking to America and to our city and to our churches. So in these days of summer revival emphasis, we pray for revival for America that might begin right here in the city of Fort Worth, that might begin in our churches even today. We pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be upon Thy servants. We pray, dear Lord, that Thou wouldst bless the gospel wherever it is proclaimed today. In everything, may Jesus Christ receive honor and glory. Use all of the events that are happening worldwide in the Middle East, across our nation, in our state, and in our city, to awaken men to an awareness of their need for Thee in these difficult times in which we live. These things we ask in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, I read at verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." The old-time religion. Old-timers used to talk about getting religion. I remember the testimony meetings as I was growing up in my dad's church back in the state of Virginia, when the saints of God would stand up and tell how God had delivered them from drink and from sin and from wretched, miserable lives. But this was before we got so educated and things got so complicated. This was before religion got so formalized and preachers became so dignified. This was before the so-called new translations of the Bible. And as I've said before, the Bible does not need to be rewritten. The Bible needs to be reread. This was when men really had an experience with God. This was when men took God at His word. When men believed that God said what He meant and meant what He said. This was when men shouted the praises of God and walked straight when they hit the ground. This was when men had something about 6 inches below their collarbone that they felt all over. This was when men had something that the world didn't give them and the world couldn't take away from them. This was when men had the peace of God that passes all understanding deep in their souls. This was when old-fashioned preachers stood in old-fashioned pulpits and preached an old-fashioned gospel from an old-fashioned book in an old-fashioned way. Men came to an old-fashioned mourner's bench and got an old-fashioned dose of the old-time religion. Well, I guess you'd say they were a bit old-fashioned. My friend, I believe this is what we need in 1975. We don't need reformation. We need regeneration. We don't need rituals. We need righteousness. We don't need the flame of scholarship. We need the fires of God. We don't need a new book. We need a new birth. We don't need human ingenuity. We need divine intervention. Vance Havana once said, and I quote, "Our efficiency without God's sufficiency is only a deficiency," and how true it is. We don't need a blast, a beat, or the boogie-woogie. We need the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. I'm calling on men all over the World Baptist Fellowship, literally all over the nation, and all over this city, to pray for revival during these days of opportunity that God has given us. You see, we don't need a revision. We need a revival. We need a revival that will stir the hearts of men and turn them back to God. We need an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Holy Spirit, sin-killing, devil-disturbing, knee-bending, soul-searching, heart-rending, spiritual awakening. A spiritual awakening that will result in many thousands of people coming to know Christ. A spiritual awakening that will result in many hearts being turned toward God. I believe if America will call upon God, even as the Scripture admonishes us, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This is God's promise to His people, not only in our city, but across America and around the world. You see, God is a universal God. All over the earth, men are looking toward Him. Let us then continue in prayer that the old-time religion would be a thing of the present, not just something of the past. So I've entitled my message for this hour, The Old-Time Religion. I would ask three questions about the old-time religion. First of all, what kind of religion is the old-time religion? Well, it's the kind that Noah had when he went into the ark. Judgment was about to fall upon the earth, upon the entire human race. And God found favor with Noah. God looked upon Noah, and God commissioned Noah to build an ark. And then God invited Noah to come in. And in the ark, Noah was safe from all the judgment waters that God sent upon the earth. So, that's the kind of religion I'm talking about today. A religion that shelters us from the wrath of a righteous God who will pour out in anger and fury His righteous indignation against a Christ-rejecting world. This kind of religion is the kind that Job had when he was put to the test, when the comforters came to comfort him, and when they had given him their ideas about what was wrong in his life. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job said, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, and blessed be the name of the Lord. When Job was in the darkest, deepest moments of his life, he came forth with a tremendous statement of the resurrection and the life to come. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the latter day his feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. This was the faith of Job. This is the kind of religion I'm talking about when I speak of the old-time religion. It was the kind that Daniel had when he went into the den of lions. And bravely he faced the enemy. And God delivered him. And God brought him through. And God gave to Daniel the faith to believe that he was able to protect. And God delivered Daniel from the den of lions. And my friend, you might be cast, as it were, into some symbolic den of lions today. Perhaps it's the people about you. Perhaps it's some person that is out to destroy you. I know the devil wants to destroy you today. The devil wants to destroy every testimony for Christ that he possibly can. But remember this, when you have what I'm talking about, when you have the old-time religion, when you have Christ in your heart, when you have the assurance that Jesus Christ is yours and that you belong to Him, then you have no fear, for you can rest assured that God will deliver you in the hour of peril. And then this kind of religion, the old-time religion, is the kind that the Hebrew children had when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. They said, even if you do throw us there, we are not going to bow down to the image and worship, for our God is able to deliver us. And that's precisely what God did. God delivered the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace of Babylon. And my friend, God can go with you and will go with you through the fiery trials of your faith. And God will deliver you, even if it means through death. You see, God sometimes delivers in life and sometimes God delivers in death. But whatever the case, and whichever way God sees fit to do it, God will deliver you if Christ is in your heart and if you have the old-time religion. This is the kind that Paul and Silas had when they were in the Philippian jail and prayed out to God at midnight and sang the hymns of the faith. This is the kind that my old-fashioned shouting Methodist grandmother had when she used to sing, "The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm." Thank God for the old-time religion. It was good for the prophet Daniel, and it's good enough for me. It was good for the Hebrew children, and it's good enough for me. It was good for our fathers and for our mothers, and it's good enough for us. It makes the Methodist love the Baptist, and that's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, and that's good enough for us today. It will do when I am dying, and that's good enough for me. I'm glad that we have something that we not only live by, but my friend, we can die by it. We can say with the psalmist, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me." Many things have changed through the centuries, but the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Fads will change, and fashions will change, and institutions will change, and people will change. And all about you there's a world of change. But my friend, the Bible remains the same. God never changes. And Jesus Christ, our Savior, is indeed the same yesterday, today, and forever. My second question about the old-time religion is this: where can we find this old-time religion? Many people are looking for it in the wrong place today. Some are looking to money, but money cannot buy the old-time religion. Some are looking to education, but education cannot teach it. Others are looking to philosophy, but philosophy cannot explain what I'm talking to you about today, because this is something that cannot be explained. It must be experienced. Some are looking to the Constitution, but the Constitution cannot guarantee old-time religion. Others are looking to the government, but government cannot provide it. Where then can we find the old-time religion? My friend, this old-time religion, the salvation that God has provided for all the members of Adam's race, is found only in a person, and only in one person. And that person is Jesus Christ, God's Son. There's no other way. There's no other place. There's no other person. There's no other approach. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John said, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." John went on to say, "He that hath the Son hath everlasting life. He that hath not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." My friend, we can have today that which God has promised us only in the work and ministry of Jesus Christ. Peter put it this way in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." When Elijah was on Mount Horeb, the Mount of God, there came a great wind, but God was not in the wind. And then there came a great earthquake, but God was not in the earthquake. Then there came a fire, but God was not in the fire. And then the still small voice was heard, and God was in the still small voice. I would say to you today that that same still small voice of God is calling you from a life of sin, a life of misery, a life of unhappiness, calling you into eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Will you answer that call today? That brings me to my third question. Who can have this old-time religion? Well, let the Bible answer. In Romans 10:13 it is written, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." My friend, if you're willing to call upon Him today, if you're willing to anchor your faith in Jesus Christ, if you're willing to trust Him as your Savior, if you're willing to take Him at His word and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. All you need to do today is to confess that you're a sinner. Open the door of your heart. Invite Jesus Christ to come in. Trust Him as your Savior. Pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, right by your radio, wherever you are, Jesus Christ will come into your heart. God will save your never-dying soul, and you can get an old-fashioned dose of the old-time religion. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The time for you to get the old-time religion is right now. The Bible says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." God's word tells us today is the day of salvation. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. My friend, the time is now. This moment, believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust Him as your Savior and invite Him into your heart. May the Lord bless you as you do it right now. As we close the broadcast, may I again encourage you to be in prayer for the Thurman McCauley family. Brother McCauley, our treasurer, lost his life last Sunday night in the performance of his duty as he attempted to make a night deposit at a local bank with the church's funds. He resisted the evil one to the end. Be in prayer for this family and pray that God would use all of these tragic events to bring glory and honor to Christ and revival to our city. Until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.